Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 430, entitled Making WordPress More Secure with User Role Management. It was published on Thursday, the 24th of July, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and I'll be joined by Robert Abella from Mellopress in a few short moments. But before that, a few bits of housekeeping. If you like what we do at WP Builds, be sure to subscribe. wpbuilds.com/subscribe. All of the channels and places where we can email you or connect to you on socials, they're all there. We'll send you two emails a week, basically one when this podcast episode is produced on a Thursday. And we also do a live show every Monday. It's called This Week in WordPress. And we will package that up and send an email out when it is published as a podcast on a Tuesday. If you want to join us for that, it happens 2 p.m. UK time every Monday. And we'd love for you to join us for that. The comments make the whole show so much more engaging. wpbuilds.com/live at 2 p.m. every Monday UK time. The other thing to mention is that if you have a product or service in the WordPress space and you would like to get in front of a WordPress-specific audience, well, we definitely do have that. You can find out more at wpbuilds.com/advertise. And here are three companies who did just that. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped out this week by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And keeping the lights on this week are also Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for keeping the lights on over at WP Builds. Podcasts like this cannot happen without the grateful support of companies like that. And if you want to do that yourself, once more, wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, it is Robert Abella. He's joining me from Mellopress, and we're having a chat today all about user role management. Robert's company, Mellopress, have got a whole suite of products in the WordPress space. They're all plugins that enable you to tighten up some part of your WordPress website. And they have a new plugin which helps you to figure out how you can granularly assign roles and permissions within WordPress. WordPress has this out of the box, but the implementation is not that granular. And so this plugin helps you to do that. So the idea would be that, for example, if you have an editor, you might like to allow them to do specific things, but not other things. And you can really get into the weeds of that. So we talk about user role management, how it can be applied, how the plugin enables you to do that, what the justifications are from a security point of view, and so much more. So here comes Robert Abella, and I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast today by Robert Abella. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Nathan. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Robert and I were chatting just last week because we had the Page Builder Summit, and Robert and Mellopress, who you're going to hear about in a moment, were one of our top-tier sponsors. So on a very personal level, I'm very, very grateful for that. Anybody who's not in the WordPress space, maybe you don't know about Robert. He's into security and has got a range of plugins around that. But we're going to talk about something a little bit different today. We're going to talk about roles and managing roles and capabilities and all of those kind of things. But before we do, Robert, would you just spend a moment or two just introducing yourself so our listeners know who you are and why they should listen to your counsel?
Thanks, Nathan. First of all, yeah, it was a pleasure sponsoring the Page Builder Summit. really enjoyed, especially the networking session. It was great. Yeah, who I am? I am originally from Malta, but I live in the Netherlands. Originally, we started as a company called WP White Security, but yeah, with a few years ago, we rebranded to Malapress. I personally have been working. I've always worked for startups, software security startups. I used to work for companies which developed web application security scanner, email security gateways, and stuff like that. So I've also been systems engineer and held different roles at different companies like product manager, project manager, sales engineering, support. I've done a lot of different jobs through the years, which is very useful experience because now that I run my own business, of course, I use all of it. For the last 12, 13 years, we started developing our first plugin. It's called WP Activity Log, which is our flagship product, which basically keeps a log of all the things that users, all the user actions and changes that do on your website. And since then we've developed also another few plugins, WP2FA, and now we've started developing, actually, we just released the first update a few weeks or months ago, Malapress Role Editor. So basically it's a plugin. Yeah, it's a plugin which you can use to manage WordPress user roles and plugins on WordPress.
Yeah,
so it's been quite a few years, actually, working in security.
Yeah, I would just mention the URL for that, actually. So Malapress is, as you might expect, is MelaPress.com. So Malapress.com. If you go there, you're going to see what Robert was saying. So the big plugin that they've got is WP Activity Log, which, as Robert said, just keeps a track of absolutely everything that's happening on your website so that when your client erases something and tells you that they didn't do it, you can go back to them and say, you did do it, and we know you did it because we've got it in a log somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you've got WP2FA. Obviously, we all know what that is. Malapress Login Security sort of speaks for itself. And then Capture for WP, again, sort of fairly straightforward. However, this is brand new, at least it is to my mind, Malapress Role Editor. And I'm going to link into the show notes to the page, but it's malapress.com/WordPress User Roles Editor, all with hyphens in between. And what is it? What does it do? Why would we need it? Over to you, Robert.
Very good question. So basically, when you manage a WordPress website, if you're a single user, you're the only administrator, but as your team starts growing, you have different users accessing your website doing different things. I mean, it really depends on the website, but for example, I don't know, like a news agency website, you might have people who log in to just post some guest blog posts, for example, or maybe some people who come in to edit already existing posts, or some people who just manage the SEO aspect of the website, or some people who manage the administration, the technical aspect of the website. And the same with e-commerce. Some people who, for example, edit the products, or for example, in the case of agencies, for example, it's very common. Agencies and the client, they have different access. The agency, of course, manages the website, but the client, maybe they are allowed to update plugins, but not install plugins. So basically, every user has a role on WordPress, and that role basically determines what that user can and cannot do on that website. Now, and by default, WordPress has only 5 or 6 roles, which is administrator, editor, author, subscriber, and there are 5. I forgot.
Contributor, I think, is another one.
Contributor, yeah, that's it. Yeah, which are for a basic website are fine, but as your website grows, of course, you need more different roles. First of all, I think one of the most common problems we see, by the way, this is not just in WordPress, I've seen it in the past when I was systems engineer, the easiest solution is, of course, to, from the security point of view, also management, is to give everyone access, admin access, because it's the easiest. It will always work, you know, like
everything works, nobody can complain that they can't get anything.
Exactly. But yeah, in terms not just security, also in terms of accountability, also in terms of compliance, it's a very wrong approach. So in an ideal world, there is what we call the principle of least privileges. So a user, every user, should have enough privileges to do their work, shouldn't have more privileges, but shouldn't have less. So it should have exactly the right privileges that they need to do the work. Now, what can you do to achieve that? In WordPress, as the theme grows, there are some plugins like Yoast SEO or WooCommerce. They create even easy digital downloads, for example. When you install these plugins, they create their custom rules. So you can say, for example, like if you're using easy digital downloads and you have a shop manager, for example, you can assign a specific role for them. But yeah, also, it's also still relatively limited. So what you can do with a plugin like Malapress Role Editor is you can create custom roles. So let's say, very common scenario, for example, agency and client. So I would say, I've never done an agency, but from what I see, for example, as an agency, of course, I would have an full access to the website, but I don't want my customer, even though it's their own website, I don't want them to kind of like break things. So it depends, of course, on the agreement, but I would say you would allow them to update plugins, maybe change some settings in the theme, maybe, of course, change, delete, update blog posts, but that's it. You don't want them to change, for example, the WordPress settings. You don't want them to install new plugins, for example. And there's no role for that. So you can use a plugin like Malapress Role Editor to actually create a new role for your client, for example, and specify what this user can and cannot. The way it works, so basically, in the WordPress core, there are already what we call capabilities. There's a long list of capabilities. For example, of course, the administrator can do all these, has all these capabilities, but the contributor role, of course, has very little capabilities, maybe read articles, for example. But they are, for the user, they're not visible. So usually they're used programmatically. So what you can do, you can use a plugin like Malapress Role Editor and create a custom role. For example, you get to see the complete list of capabilities and specify, like, is this user allowed to do this? Yes or no. Is this user role allowed to do this? Yes or no. And you can configure, basically, create custom roles and, yeah, and configure what and what not this user can do.
Yeah.
That is the most basic functionality.
So, I mean, let's imagine a scenario, I don't know, let's imagine a supermarket. So a shop that we can all identify with. You go into the supermarket and there's just loads of different kind of people hanging out in there working. You know, there's the general manager who's in charge of everything. He's like the admin, if you like. And then there's people who are employed to do the tills and they've got the capabilities to do that. And they've had the training to do that. There are other people who are maybe stacking shelves and cleaning. And there are other people who are carrying out surveys and so on and so forth. Each of those people has a prescribed role and the boss would expect them to be able to do those things, but you're not going to expect somebody whose job it is to, I don't know, fill the shelves. You're not going to expect them necessarily to hop onto the till because that's just not what they do. They don't have the training for that. But the till's there and they could if they were allowed to, you know, if it was possible. And so in a sense, that's what we're dealing with here. The idea of locking down absolutely everything so that the people who should be able to do a thing can only do that thing. And I guess you work from the basis of, like, give everybody nothing and then build it up slowly. So it's, you know, obviously in the case of the admin who has everything, that's fine. But everything else, it's more a case of, okay, clear out all of their permissions and then sort of slowly build them up until we figured it out. And then the idea is rather than having like an individual, so John, we don't create a user capability for John, we create a type of user role and then John fits into that. So he might be, I don't know, he might be a guy that works on the till or something like that. And then the next person who comes along who's got the exact same job as John, we assign them that permission. Okay, I think, have I got that about right?
That's exactly what it is, and that's what capabilities do. So basically, in the core of WordPress, they're not visible for the user. They are called capabilities. So for example, let's assume one can access the as you said, like the till, one can do the shelves, etc. And you can, using a plugin like ours, then you can see these capabilities and specify who can do what. Now, as you said, like in an ideal world, when you have a new user and you need a new role. So basically, there are two options for them. You can either copy an existing role and then modify it,
okay,
or start from scratch. When you start from scratch, that is exactly usually how we do it. You start with an empty profile, user role. So they have absolutely no privileges apart from logging in. So basically, if you have a user with no privileges at all, once they log in, they literally can see their user profile page, I guess, or the public-facing site of the website, the normal pages. And slowly, you can start assigning them capabilities. A good thing about this, because, for example, like we use it ourselves, because of course, as a team, we have different people, different things on the website. But when you install a plugin, apart from some of them, like yours, for them, as I mentioned before, creating their own roles, most of the plugins, they create their own capabilities. But user, as I said, these are users cannot see them. These are not visible for the user. So what you can do, let's just say you install plugin, I don't know, shop checkout, for example. Typically, it has a number of capabilities associated with it. And once you install our plugin, you can see these capabilities. So if you want this user, for example, to change the settings of this plugin called shop checkout, you might find a capability called shop checkout settings for. So then you can create a user role. You can allow that user that privilege. So when you create a new user that has that user role, then they can access those settings of this plugin.
It kind of, if you've only got a website where, you know, it's you and a couple of other people who are working on it, it may never occur to you that this capability is really crucial. But obviously, you know, if you've got a website where it's, I don't know, let's say using WooCommerce or something like that, and it's turning over millions of dollars worth of revenue each year, you just can't have somebody going in and accidentally deleting something and, you know, then saying, oh, sorry, I didn't realize, you know. You really do have to lock it down. And the capabilities that WordPress ship with, as we described earlier, you know, the five capabilities, they're really a blunt instrument. They tackle broad uses in publishing blog posts. But that's about it, you know. Anything beyond that, any website that goes beyond that is really out of scope for the default profiles and the default user capabilities and things like that. One of the things I want to ask you is, when I install, let's say that I install a third-party plugin, so I'm just going to make up a plugin so that we don't, you know, so that we don't throw one under the bus. Let's say I install e-commerce shop plugin. Would my job as a developer be to ship that plugin with custom roles? And is that done in a sort of standard WordPress way so that your plugin could inspect them and see them? Now, it may not necessarily understand what they are, but do plugin developers create those kind of capabilities in usual, normal ways so that your plugin can immediately latch onto them? It's not like you have to contact the developer of all the plugins in the world and say, okay, tell me about what your plugin can do. So over to you.
It's a very good question. So let's recommend. So basically, in WordPress, there are capabilities and there are user roles. And user roles basically are a collection of capabilities. Mm. What capabilities can that thing do? Now, there are big plugins which have user roles, which create custom user roles on your WordPress, which means, of course, they have their own capabilities. It's not a standard, but it's becoming more and more common. Even though the plugins that don't create user roles, at least they create their own custom privileges. So at least, custom capabilities.
Yep.
So at least with our plugin, you can see the custom capabilities. And then you can create, so let's say you install a new plugin, as you said, like shop checkout, for example. Let's say it doesn't create custom roles, which is fine, but they still had some custom privileges or capabilities. For example, checkout and edit product, those two.
Yeah.
And then you can create a user role and assign them, for example, checkout, which means, for example, I don't know, they can access orders, etc. And you can create a user role that has the capability products or whatever. So at least they can edit the products. So it's purely like this. They're very simple. So you have a plugin. There's no as such standard, let's put it this way. But ideally, yes, every plugin should have a number of capabilities, and in an ideal world, it should also have a number of user roles with specific capabilities assigned to them. But the most common is capabilities. You see a lot of capabilities. Users which create custom roles are not very common yet. But again, that's where our plugin comes in, because at least you have the capabilities and you can use our plugin to see these capabilities.
Yeah. Again, let me just make sure I've understood that. So we've got two things we're talking about. We're talking about user roles and capabilities, but basically a role is a collection of capabilities given a name. So
exactly.
Yeah. So we might have the ability to read post, delete post, create your own post, delete your own post, not delete other people's posts, this kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly.
And then we, so they're all the capabilities, and then we give that a name of, editor-in-chief or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So we build up these capabilities and we house them inside of a name and we call that a role. And WordPress, if a plugin ships with capabilities, it doesn't necessarily ship with roles because it doesn't have to. Can then assign them with your plugin to whatever you like. And I suppose even if a plugin does ship with roles, you could just name it whatever you like with your plugin. You could just say, okay, I want the exact same privileges, the exact same capabilities. I'm just going to call it something much more sensible for the organization that we've got, like, I don't know, warehouse worker or something like that. Okay, I'm starting to figure it all out. So the next question I have are the capabilities for a novice WordPress user, are they human readable? And I'm just going to tell you a quick story. And I told you this before we joined the call. I used to use Drupal, and I haven't used it for well over a decade. But even a decade ago, Drupal Core shipped with what I think Mellopress is doing, your plugin is doing, in that there was a UI where you could go in, you could create custom roles, and you could bind capabilities. And that's just something that Drupal has basically always had. But it was a question of sort of going through, and you would say, okay, for the warehouse role, I want this person to be able to read posts, tick, delete their own posts, tick, create posts, tick, delete anybody's post. No, don't want that one. And it was this thing, and you would go through every role and every capability would be exposed and you could just tick. But the key thing was the sentence that you ticked made sense to a human being. It was just like, can view such and such, can delete such and such. Whereas my exposure to the WordPress user capabilities is they're quite hard to understand because they don't follow human English. You know, it's like WP underscore something, something underscore something, something. Is that still the case? Is it human readable, or do you have to understand like what's going on and dig into the plugins architecture and things like that?
Very good question. So basically, yes, what you had in Drupal doesn't exist. As in, like, it's the same concept. WordPress has built-in capabilities like Drupal has. But of course, Drupal had also as well what our plugin is doing. Had like the editor to create user roles, which is a name to collect a number of capabilities. Now, in terms of naming, some of them are readable. Some of them kind of like, it depends. But for example, when it comes to posts, they're pretty much straightforward. For example, you have edit posts.
Yeah.
Edit others posts. So edit posts, for example, is you can edit your own posts. But if you have edit others posts, it means you can also edit posts owned by other people. And they're all with underscores, just like usually one word, like edit underscore post. What we've done in our plugin, in fact, is we've also added next to each role, we've added actually a sentence explaining what every role is.
Like, oh, nice.
Allow this access, you can edit your own posts, only your own posts. If you allow this access, you can edit also others' posts. And so we've made, and we also have it every role. There is also like the human readable version. So usually the slug of a capability is just an underscore, for, as you said, a WP underscore something. But there's also like the human readable name. So we're making sure that everything is human readable, all the names, there's a description next to each capability and stuff like that.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, it's okay. So at least basically when you are creating, when you create a new user role, let's say you're on your own and you employ or someone is joining your team. And you want to give them, as you said, like you have some warehouse and stuff like that, and you want to give them specific access. So what you would do, even from the security point of view, you install our plugin, for example, you create a new user role. I don't know, I'm warehouse employee, for example, and you will allow those capabilities. In an ideal world, give them the least possible. They should try to do their work. And if they get stuck, see what capability they need. And then, of course, you allow them. You start slowly. As you said in the beginning, you start from zero. That's the best. And you start building slowly, slowly, rather than giving them everything and start taking away, because it's much more difficult. So when you're creating a new user role, create a new user role in the plugin, assign the new users the role, and give them the least possible privileges in WordPress's capabilities. And as they need more, oh, I'm stuck, I cannot do this particular task. You have to find out which capability that is, and then you allow them access. Now, the thing is this, not every plugin has all the capabilities you can imagine. Like, we as a team are growing, and sometimes we need something custom. So in that case, for example, you can, of course, you need a bit of development experience, but you can create your own capability and write some code so this capability is bound to that plugin, to the specific action. And then, of course, you can use our plugin to assign the capability, the newly created capability you have created by development to that particular user role.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. So one of the things that that I've used in many SaaS products is when you've got a team and you want to set up something like this, you know, you want to have such and such a person can do invoices, such and such a person cannot, but they can access this. There's this concept of sort of like masquerading, like pretending to be that user for a short while, so that you can go poking around the website and see, okay, is what I've ticked, do the capabilities that I've assigned to this role, do they actually work? So that it's not this back and forth of email. No, it still doesn't work. Okay. Is there anything in your plugin that allows you to sort of temporarily view as a particular role so that you can just sort of poke around in the site? Or do you have to set up a different user account, go and log in an incognito window, something like that?
At the moment you have to create kind of thing like you create a custom role, create a user with that role and test with that role. But yeah, the plugin is just a few weeks or months old, so we just started. But yeah, this is, in fact, it's a very good suggestion. It's something we have in our to-do list, but yeah, it's a long way. We're starting, of course. So basically, we started with the most basic, allowing users to create custom roles and adding specific capabilities to the user roles. And also, by the way, two important things we've done in the plugin is like we've added the capability of allowing a user to have multiple roles, because sometimes it's needed. Yeah, it can be, because you might have users which might need something specific but not the other. So it's very important. That is very important.
So you can that's neat. So you can WordPress, you get a role. That's you. You get this one role, but you've got it so that you can have multiple roles. And I'm imagining in that scenario, you could do, so rather than having two roles which have a lot, you could have two roles which have a little bit, and then you can combine them together. So you could have, now you can get the shelf stacker and the till person, create a role for them and a role for them, and then combine them into this one employee. That's super neat. I like that a lot.
And something we've also done, we've added what we call like to deny a capability. So by default, you can only, usually you allow capabilities, but we've added the option to deny. So what does it mean?
Oh.
So if you have two user roles, for example, for a user, and one of them is denied. The deny, and in one user role, a capability is denied, and in the other one is allow. The deny always takes over for security reasons. So, for example, I can't think of an example right now
I get it. I can totally see how that would work. But basically, so if you've got two roles and one permission collides, like one says you can have it and the other one specifically says deny, the deny wins. In that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense, because you wouldn't have put the deny is like a big hammer, isn't it? And you wouldn't have thought about denying something unless it was really important.
Exactly. For example, in the case of a supermarket, I don't know. For example, if you are using, if a person sometimes helps at the till, for example, but also a warehouse person, let's say you would allow them to scan products, but you don't want to allow them, I don't know, to open the drawer where there's the cash. They just only accept
right,
it.
Right.
So yeah. But for example, in the warehouse role, you would deny access to the cash, but the usual till person would have. So as soon as you combine those roles together, if a user has those two roles, then of course deny takes over. So once this person, the warehouse person, is helping at the till, He can accept payments, but they cannot open the cash, the actual drawer where there's the cash. It's kind of...
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I think that's a really neat feature. That's really neat because I can imagine what I would do is in the same way, like this is a CSS comparison. It's not particularly good, but here we go. In the same way that with something like Tailwind CSS, you might have a class of bottom and a class of red and a class of, I don't know, rounded corners. You can have a red rounded corner bottom by combining those three CSS classes. And in the same way, you could build up the perfect role by having minimal user roles and saying, okay, they're A, B, and C. And in that way, you can build up this much more complex thing. I guess that's more for the experience.
In terms of concept, yeah, that's how it works,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah. Okay, so one of the questions that I wanted to ask about was, I guess you would have to play with this, and I guess this masquerading thing would be a nice feature at some point in the future. But I guess it would be important for you, the site owner, to go and experiment, because I guess if you take things away or add things in, the UI of WordPress will change quite dramatically. Like things that were once there will be missing. I don't know, like the save button might not function in the way that you want, or the, you know, you suddenly can't see the excerpt, or no, what? I can't access the content of a WordPress post. What's going on? So I suppose there would be a little bit of exploring to be done to figure out what that looks like, and a good web website builder, web developer, when they pass this on to their clients, will, you know, explain, okay, this person will be able to see this. Here's the screenshot of what they can see. This one will be able to see this. Because there are so many little bits and pieces dangling off the user roles and permissions in WordPress, it's kind of hard to keep up with what the UI would look like, I guess.
Indeed. In fact, to be honest, one of the reasons why we started this plugin is the current plugins that are on the market, they're good. They do their job, quite frankly, and they do it very well. But as you said, they are similar to Drupal, so you're going to create a new role and you just present it with a long matrix of capabilities.
And you can't read them anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. So what we're doing, basically, for example, we added a wizard. So like...
Oh, nice.
We have the upcoming version. At the moment, the wizard is quite raw, I would say, quite simple. But the upcoming version, actually, it asks you, like, what would you like this user role to do? And for example, you say, I don't know, write blog posts, and based on the text, it's going to start suggesting the typical capabilities allowed to that role. So we're really helping the user. We're trying to make capabilities, basically, at user roles, like more user friendly. I would say.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
still, even though it's more user friendly, it's still more of a developer / agency / someone with experience. Like, for example, if someone has a small bakery, small corner shop, and they have a small website. Their business is running the shop. They need to learn a bit more about capabilities and roles to start kind of like understanding the plan.
Yeah.
We're trying to make it as easy as possible, of course, but there's still a bit of a step there. So yeah, we definitely developers, agencies, and yeah, like website builders, anyone who has experience with plugins installed, you know, like maintaining a website, they would understand it. But the non-technical people, let's put this, like business owner who has like a small corner shop, would find a bit hard. But that's what we're trying to do. That's why we have added the wizard, and we're trying to make it a bit more, as you said, like we added the descriptions next to each capability. We've given a friendly name to each capability, and we're doing this wizard where you can actually type in like, okay, I would like the user, I don't know, we use WooCommerce and I would like them to edit orders, for example, or and it's going to start showing you the capabilities based on those, related to those type of keywords that you choose. I don't know, like WooCommerce,
yep.
Edit orders and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make it a bit more easier and accessible.
Yeah, that's really nice. I like that. I like the idea of sort of guiding you through. A lot of plugins are doing those kind of things, like form plugins and things. You know, you begin a new form and it says something along the lines of, okay, what is the intention of this form?
And off you go.
Yeah. One of the curious things, if you rewind the clock, WordPress basically used to have this content area and it was just the content. Now, the block editor, I mean, goodness knows, there's just so many things going on in there. You know, we've got paragraphs, you've got images, you've got all these different things. And in the more recent past, user capabilities have been bound into the block editor such that bits of blocks become available. So an example would be, I don't know, you can change the background color on this thing, or you can change, put a featured image in the hero section, but you can't change the text. So, you know, you can't change the UVP at the top of the hero, but you can change the background image or the font or whatever it may be. I'm guessing that that creeps in here as well. I'm guessing that those capabilities can be mapped so that you can have not just control of what we would call capabilities. You know, you can access the cart, you can access blog posts, but more, you can change text, but you can't. That kind of thing. The block editor stuff is being exposed as well.
Yes, definitely. It's something we would like to dive into, as you said, like in when you create, when you use the modern block editor, you can create custom blocks and stuff. And custom blocks can be, for example, some users are allowed to, as you said, like create custom blocks or like not use these custom blocks or edit some, because some of them, of course, they have settings which you can edit. So yes, basically user roles are the, they're like, as the name say, they allow you to specify what a user cannot and cannot do by specifying which capabilities. And the more flexibility there is there, the more capabilities we have, the more option, the more we include them everywhere, the better it is in terms of security and scalability, because you have different, like, imagine you have a website, like an international, I don't know, news agency where you have, I don't know, like a multi-site network with God knows how many people, editors, writers, designers, everyone working together. And you cannot have, you cannot give access to everyone to do everything. Because as you said, it's not just about security. Like as you, but people make mistakes. It's also about compliance, who can access what. So yeah, like the more we can use, the more roles are used, the more are they are like taken care of and assigned properly, the better things will be. But yeah, it's still and a technical administrator subject more than
it kind of feels to me as if the process here is go in, decide on some typical roles that you want, so that, you know, the order of it, I think I would do it in this order, at least anyway. I'd look at my organization and think, what are the job titles? And then I would create roles that map to those job titles to do with the website. And then I'd think, okay, what do these people individually need to do? And then I'd get a full list of all the capabilities that my website currently has. And I'd try to map them, probably on a piece of paper to start with. Okay, they need this, they need this, they need this, they don't need it. And then I would build them all out. Then, of course, I suppose, as the website matures and you hire new people and people get, you know, people leave the company and what have you, you would want to be stripping these away. You know, people get promoted, they want more capabilities. People get demoted, they want less capabilities. Is it possible to do that stuff in a sort of bulk way? Can you, for example, assign, I don't know, can you quickly change things in a, like, so that this user role suddenly adopts this, so that these people get mapped to this user role? Or do I have to do it all one at a time by logging into a user profile and things like
Not really, no. I mean, the bulk of the work is the early days when you are creating the new user role and, you know, like testing the capabilities, which ones, et cetera, et cetera. But once, like, you have the user roles, like everyone is working, as like someone gets a promotion or demotion or someone leaves it, then maintaining it is much easier. You can always create like new roles. And also, like, when you create a new role, you can always copy from an existing role. So you just have to maybe add something or remove something, not all of it, you know, or edit an existing role. So it really depends. But yeah, like, the bulk of the work is when you are creating the new user roles. But once you are sorted there, of course, it's much easier to maintain them. But it's very important, of course, to keep maintaining them. Because if you don't, not just new people joining in, the team growing or shrinking, it's also when you install new plugins. If you install new plugins, I don't know, you install a new plugin to add pop-ups to your website, who's going to have access to create the pop-ups? Who's going to have access to see the numbers and the reports of the pop-ups? Who's going to have access to just edit pop-ups, for example, or just upload the artwork for the pop-ups? So yeah, as you add new functionality to your website, you have to see, okay, who's going to do this? Will we have a dedicated user? Or shall we, like, someone else create a role just for this and then merge, for example, assign multiple roles to a user? So you have to, the planning stage is very important. Otherwise,
I've got a bunch of WordPress plugins and SEO plugins are a good example. And when I've had the SEO plugin installed for many, many years. But when I do something like delete a post, it says, you know, it comes up with a little warning saying, we notice you've deleted a post. do you want to make a redirect for that? The reason I'm saying that is because it noticed that I did, that plugin noticed that I did something which might affect the capabilities of that plugin. And it says to me, wait, hang on a minute. Do you have or do you intend to have something like that in Mellopress? In other words, we notice you just added a new user. Do you want to assign a role? Or we notice that you just added a new plugin, which seems to have some new capabilities. Do you want to start mapping those to the roles that you've got? I don't know if you've got that or intend to do things.
No, we already, like, that's something pretty, I think it's unique. So I'm not sure, but yeah, we do that already. As soon as the plugin detects new capabilities, it will alert you. Or as soon as it will detect changes in user roles, like new user role created, or like two other plugins, some roles were edited or privileges were changed, it will alert you right away. Like, and in fact, because it's very important, like user role changes are done at database level.
Yep.
So even like if you want to install our, not our plugin, any plugin that modifies changes and edits user roles, you can change the user roles, for example, and remove the plugin, but those changes will apply. So we need to be very careful. That's why before, it, like, the plugin will automatically, whenever it senses a change, it creates a backup. Like, this is was the last known backup, for example. We've noticed there were these two new capabilities added to your website. Would you like to do something about it? Would you like to assign them here or there? And then, of course, you do. But yeah, we do alert people when there are new capabilities, new plugins installed, new user roles, etc. And we alert them if they would like to do something about it. But we also create a backup just in case it was a mistake, for example.
Can I ask? So let's imagine a scenario where I've got me, the admin, but I've also assigned a profile to the capability of, I don't know, can add new plugins. But their job isn't to then map the capabilities of that plugin. So this is a bit meta now. Would I, as the admin, get notified that a new plugin had been installed that I need to map the user capabilities to? You know what I'm saying? It's hard to
explain. Of course. As an admin, as an admin, you have access to everything. So as soon as you install a plugin that creates new capabilities, you will be alerted as well.
And So the users who need to know about that stuff, like, you've authorized somebody to install a plugin. They've gone ahead and done that. And now you probably need to think about the user capabilities. Okay,
exactly. And you don't show these notices to everyone. You show these notices to the people who
need to know.
Changes.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise,
Oh gosh, this seems great. I mean, it totally binds itself to your mission of WordPress security. I can see, but also this is just super convenient for anybody that's got a website that wants to play with this kind of thing. I'm actually on the .org page, and me saying the words .org will make people go, oh, nice, that sounds like it's free. So I'm on, the plugin is called Mellopress Role Editor. You can go and find that. I won't read out the slog, just Google it probably. We're on version 1.01 at the minute, and the fact that it's on the repo tells me there's free.
For now, it's free.
I was going to say, do you have or are you intending to keep it free forever, or are you going to add in some features that are in a pro version?
No, we will. In terms of whenever we, not just with this plugin, with all the other plugins, our commitment is like whenever we give out something for free, it will remain for free. The most we can do, even with this one, we do have some plans to add more features to the free edition, but there will be some features which will be available via premium plan, for example. But whatever is free now will never be removed. It will remain free. So what you can do, what we always do, our aim was always, if you look at all our plugins, like even like 2FA, it's a fully working 2FA solution plugin. You can use it on any website, literally. It's a free plugin. The premium plans usually are more like features which usually are used by businesses or to automate or to improve productivity. For example, I don't know, like 2FA, you get like the hardware keys, you get like some automation reports, but the plugin will remain for free. And this one, the Mellopress Role Editor, is the same. We remain for free. We have more features coming up in the free edition, way more features. We will be, of course, adding up more things. And we'll see. It depends how it performs. But yeah, if it keeps on growing and going well, doing well, then there are some features, of course, like simple stuff. For example, like as I said, the plugin keeps a backup. Whenever you do any change in the user role or capabilities, just for precaution reasons, even technical reasons, just in case it was a change you didn't intend to do, you can always revert back. But Right now, we don't have any plans for premium features, but let's say, I don't know, in the free edition, it will keep a backup or two. And then you say, listen, if you want the premium, if you want to keep 20 backups, 20 backups, then you have to pay for the premium. But the free edition will always be a good enough plugin to do what you need. The main scope of this plugin is create custom user roles, assign multiple user roles, create custom capabilities, and that's about it. And of course, we'll see about the rest.
Well, I think we've probably covered most of what it does. So, you know, dear listener, if you've ever kind of pondered, why the heck can't I make my users have like granular control of my WordPress website? Well, now you can. And Mellopress have got your back. So once more, if you go to the repo, just search for Mellopress role editor, just those three words. It is brand spanking new.
And it's 1 month old.
Yeah, perfect. So I'm guessing at the minute you're also kind of listening to user feedback in a really, you know, in a really eager way because you want to know what people want in it. Where can people contact you, Robert, if they wish to get in touch?
Yes. The website, through our website, mellopress.com, there's a contact form. Every email, by the way, is read by someone in our team. I'm also on LinkedIn, Robert Abela, on Twitter, Robert Abela. On Google, it's a bit of a battle for my name because the Prime Minister of Malta, where I'm from, is also Robert Abela.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Yeah, in fact, my Twitter is Robert Abela, at Robert Abela. So I receive a lot of direct messages. I was also a couple of times tagged by mistake by BBC, for example. So
it's hysterical.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's basically you find LinkedIn, Twitter, on our website.
My trick for doing that with names that are just, you know, so common is just do a Google search and then just attach WP.
Exactly what I do. Yes.
And it just seems to filter out all the bits and pieces that I need.
Yes, as long as you add WordPress, I do it a lot as well.
Same thing.
WordPress,
yeah, then it shows you. It collides the right person with the right search query. Okay, so there we go. Mellopress has got your back. If you want custom user roles and capabilities, go check it out. Robert Abela, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much for your time, Nathan. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. I really hope that you enjoyed that. If you did, head to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 430 and leave us a comment there. Well, leave us a comment there. Even if you didn't, we would very much appreciate that. But thank you to Robert for joining me this week. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped out this week by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And keeping the lights on this week are also Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for keeping the lights on over at WP Builds. Podcasts like this cannot happen without the grateful support of companies like that. Okay, almost at the end, nearly time for the cheesy music. Just a couple of things before that. Don't forget, we have a podcast episode on a Thursday and a This Week in WordPress show, which comes out on Tuesday, but is recorded on a Monday. Join us for that, wpbuilds.com/live at 2 p.m. UK time. And also, if you want to get your product or service in front of a WordPress-specific audience, wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. Okay, I'm at the very end. It's time for me to begin fading in some cheesy music. And all that I need to do now is say stay safe, have a good week. Bye-bye for now.